What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on AudioBoom.com. And you can tell by the music, we're going to be talking about last night's episode of The Walking Dead that aired on AMC. It's called Heads Up. Alongside of me, I have my fellow Walking Dead fans all the way in the West Coast, Los Angeles. Jesus, what's up, dude?
Not much. How's it going?
It's going peachy. It's peachy. We were trying to start on time. We almost did Jesus, and normally we do. But once again, if it's not Kristen, it's Brancy.
Oh, my God.
Brancy was Brancy was watching fans. We would have started 12 minutes ago, but Brancy was watching redneck television and
I was not.
Refused to start the show until it went in commercial break. Since we're talking about Brancy, how you doing, Brancy?
I am great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. We'll rush this because you can get back to redneck television.
Okay.
All the way from Miami. Kristen, what's up?
What up? Not much.
Not forgetting. I always forget to say where Brancy's from, but Redneck Television, I'm just going to let y'all think about that. Just put that out there.
Wow.
So let's talk about The Walking Dead. Last night, I started seeing y'all's tweets, and I was like, oh, these bitches, I'm going to put my phone down. I wrote it down, the first minute and 33 seconds, bam, it goes into Glenn's scene. I figured we would talk about Glenn in his return, because according to Jesus, this should only take 5 minutes. We don't need to dwell on it.
No.
See, there it is. Ladies, get it off your chest. Glenn is back. He's alive. I know that you said on a text earlier to me and Jesus that this conversation about Glenn will be longer than 5 minutes because the whole episode was about Glenn, which that does not make any sense to me. But ladies, go, let it out.
Wait, you're getting your information all kinds of
wrong. I don't
know.
Can we talk about Glenn? Can we talk about Glenn, please? It's not about us.
We can, but...
Okay.
First, you need to get your facts straight.
Okay, Kristen, so when you see the starting of the Glenn-ness, what was going through your mind? Were you screaming? Were you excited? Were you like, I knew it? How were your emotions?
I wasn't screaming because my mother and my niece were watching the AMAs, and I didn't want them to get spoiled. So I had to be quiet here in my room, but I was like, yes, 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 yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You chose to keep your excitement down for the music awards?
Yeah.
That is so disgraceful to The Walking Dead.
I think the biggest disgrace is they chose the AMAs over The Walking
Dead. Thank you, Brancy.
Yeah, Brianna.
She is cut
They're
off.
Saying you're disgraceful because you chose to watch the AMAs over The Walking Dead.
One Direction. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, both of you said this. I heard One Direction like surround sound.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I figured. So were you excited? Because I watched The Talking Dead, Kristen, and you know the internet was pretty excited, but there were people out there that were like bullshit. Were you one of those fans that was like relieved and glad it happened?
That what happened? That he's alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Of course. I love Glenn.
Oh God, never mind, Brancy.
I hope you're going to say the same thing.
I hope you're. Please don't answer for her, please. Thank you very much. I know y'all were texting each other through the episode. Brancy, what's going through your mind?
I was very happy, but I do think that they kind of explained it away too easily.
Okay, see, that's what I wanted to see. Thank you, Brancy.
You're welcome.
Because the internet was saying that it was just kind of like, what? That's it's under them, and then they move on fast.
Well, because they waited like 4 weeks to tell us, so it's like we were all theorizing these complex things, and they just kind of explained it away in under 2 minutes.
I know. It was really, really fast. And you know what? And I think on The Talking Dead, because you watched The Talking Dead, right, Brancy?
Yes, I do.
Kristen, did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it last night because I jumped to the anime.
Shut up. Anyways, so but they did kind of Chris Hardwick kind of brought it up how it was kind of cool how the show just kind of and same with Chow from The Hangover. He was on the guest couch and he kind of and I kind of agree that it kind of started it for me though. I'm glad it kind of started, got into it, and I was the kind of fan that kind of like okay, let's get it out of the way. But you weren't very happy with that, Brant, huh? Did you want more details? No, what I'm saying, did you want, because you're saying it kind of rushed it and, you know, within 2 minutes it was done. And you were like, okay, Glenn's alive, whatever. Did you want it more to be shown more? Did you want that scene to be longer?
I don't think I necessarily needed it to be longer. I just kind of expected it to be a little bit longer. It's not like I needed it to be, though.
Because the last time y'all were offended that stuff was long, and then now...
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
It all goes back to Morgan.
It does. I'm never going to let it down.
That damn Morgan episode.
Jesus, did Jesus get dropped, or did he hang up on us?
I think he left because we were talking about Glenn.
Wow. Yeah. I think he was just like, that's enough, guys. It's enough. Let's see if he answers here. But for me, I liked it. I was very surprised and kind of glad they jumped into it that fast. I think it would have been a lot cooler, though, if they would have acted like he was – I wish they wouldn't have given any spoilers out or any – I don't know. I think that it would have made him more of an impact if they would have just killed him. I think they messed up – let's put it this way. I think they messed up by not having him in the credits of the – of the Talking Dead, so people kind of were like, he's not, I think if they would have put his name in there, took his name right off the thing, I think people would have been like, oh shit, you know, but I don't know. Yeah. Hey, Jesus,
agree with that.
Hey, Jesus, are you back?
Yeah.
Were we talking too long about Glenn? Is that why you hung up on us?
Yes.
I knew it. So, hey, Jesus, now that we have you back, what's up? What'd you think about Glenn returning? You don't seem like you're very happy.
What? I don't know, him crawling underneath and then, you know, all the zombies that were around the trash bin was just kind of, like, too much.
Some people were kind of pissed off that, I mean, come on, let's be real. If it was somebody else, if it would have been Sasha, I'm sure all of us would be agreeing with Jesus and saying, there's no way she should have lived. He was moving, the zombies would have seen and attacked.
Yeah.
So it's just because y'all like Glenn. That's the only reason why, right?
Listen.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know what? You know, I would have been – I knew – you know, we had been discussing this, and I had a feeling – I think all of us had a feeling that he was still alive. But you know what? I always said it. If he would have died, I would have been happy with that, just for the fact that as long as it's not Carol, Carl, Daryl, Rick, or Michonne, you know? Mm-hmm. Eventually he's going to – these people are going to die.
Well, I mean, I'm happy he's alive, but I think I'm on the same page as you. If he did actually die there, then, you know, I'd move on from it. It's not like I'm going to be, like, pissed the whole entire series.
Right. Like,
yeah, see, I think we were just left, like, on edge. So it's like they weren't saying whether he was or he wasn't. If they said he was dead, then I think we would have been like, okay, maybe the next episode after, we would have been like, fuck. But, you know, they just kind of left it. Yeah, they just kind of left it like, is he or isn't he?
Right.
And then, like you said, the whole thing with the Talking Dead, they didn't put him on there. So yeah. I don't know. There were too many things that we were like, okay, well, I don't know.
Right. Have we got answers?
Another thing that I was reading on, I think it was a Tumblr, is there is never that much space underneath one of those trash bins for that to happen.
Now that is true, because I actually saw one in real life right now when all this crap was going on. I was like, yeah, there's no way. Even my, I think my sister at her job went out there and she was like, I don't know how he's gonna fit under this thing. You can't fit under there, but he did. You know, and he's alive, and the internet exploded like crazy. There's a lot of people out there in the internet that don't care about spoilers for the people in the West
Coast.
They
really don't.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Enid saved the day, of course. Now let me ask you a question about Enid, because we talked about it, saying that we think that she's a spy and all that stuff. But by the end of this episode, you know, Glenn is kind of breaking through some walls, it seems like. Like, she just needs some love and a hug and for someone to care about her. Do you think that's the problem, that she's just a broken girl? Or do you think that really she's just a bad chick and Glenn is wasting his time? That's one of my questions for you guys. Hey, Jesus, answer it first.
Okay, I like her. I mean, she's kind of sassy.
What did he say? Fat?
Sassy.
Oh, sassy. Yeah, Jesus, sassy. Jesus, you're kind of you're breaking in and out. You're kind of like sounding like Brancy, like a robot.
Whoa.
Sorry. So you like Enid, and you said she's sassy.
Is that any better?
No, it's not any
but
better.
I think he's wasting his time.
Yeah, you sound like Iron Man or Age of Ultron or something. Yeah, it is weird. Maybe Glenn fans don't want you talking. Let's mess with your stuff. Brancy, what do you think? Do you think broken, or do you think Glenn's going to get a bite in the butt and realize I shouldn't have helped this chick?
In my opinion, she's just annoying, and I don't like her. That's really all I have to say about it.
Okay.
I don't know. She just is annoying to me. I don't see anything that makes me want to like her.
She helped Glenn.
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
I mean,
Still don't.
it would have been pretty messed up if, you know, he would have survived his zombie attack and died of, you know, dehydration.
No, my wife, when she was watching, she's like, wouldn't it suck if, like, Enid just shot him in the face? And then
That's
that's how
exactly why I had a problem with her.
and I'd be like, ooh, that would have been hilarious. I mean,
No, it's
really.
not.
Oh gosh, that would he'd be like, he survived, yay! And then we were like, no, that would have been oh so awesome. Kristen, what do you think? Broken or a bad girl?
I don't think she's a bad girl. I think she is broken because she watched her parents get eaten and
Right.
she is by herself. But I don't like her. She's such a bitch.
Well, do you
Like,
know?
yeah, she gave Glenn the water, but then she's like running away from him. Like, chill the fuck out.
She's a young girl. She's a teenage girl.
Yeah, but she's acting stupid.
Y'all are just hating because she's attractive.
I don't think she is.
Whatever.
Oh.
But I don't like her either way.
Moving
Maybe
right.
it's because you don't have a penis, right, Christine?
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't say
And
it, but
let's
y'all were.
imagine we have a penis.
Imagine if y'all had a penis and you were younger. All right, there you go. That's you know what? I didn't have to say anything. Y'all figured it out on y'all's own. And at the end of the episode, the tower falls. Bam! The horde is coming inside. The mid-season finale is going to be happening next Sunday. I got to ask y'all. Death. There's going to be death in the mid-season finale.
Yep.
I have to ask y'all in the beginning of this. Do you think we're going to lose? Who do you think we're going to lose? Because I don't want to put a number on it, but I'm curious to see what y'all think. So, Kristen first. Who
Yes.
thinks gonna die?
Ron.
Ron, by walkers or by bullet?
I don't know. I just saw his name in my notes because he was chasing Kara with a gun. I don't
Right.
know.
Okay,
I just think I think he's a wuss. I think he's gonna go.
so Ron's your pick,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, whatever.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Why you got attitude towards Ron?
Because he's a pain in the ass.
Jesus Christ, you don't
That's
like
true.
you don't like you don't like kids, huh? Teenagers. You don't like
No, I like
Enid.
Carl.
You don't like Enid. You don't like Ron.
I like Carl. No, because the other two are idiots.
Okay, fine. Moving right along. Brancy.
I think Spencer, because he's being a dumbass constantly.
Really?
And he wasn't really important before, but like they keep showing him, so I'm like, something's gonna happen with him. Either he's gonna die or he's gonna fuck up and cause somebody else to die.
And who do you
Like
think?
Deanna. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now watch this. Jesus is gonna blow your mind. Go, Jesus.
Okay,
Carol.
people I think are
In
gonna die.
the
Don't bring up the comics.
comics. People I think are gonna die. Jesse, Ron, Deanna, Spencer, and Aaron. All of those people. It's gonna be a big purge.
You think it's gonna be like just a massacre, and then the horde's just gonna get everybody?
I think the horde's gonna get a lot of people.
Wait, you think Jesse though?
I think Jesse will die definitely,
He hates
and
Jesse.
he
Oh
does.
my God.
Does she have any resemblance of an ex-girlfriend in real life for you?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Because you see
He hesitated.
you
He
yeah, he
did.
There was
did.
hesitation.
He's like, how did Mike know?
Not
He's like,
on the air, Mike.
not on the air.
But
Shut up on my Instagram.
he's
yeah,
texting him right now.
So
I also think that a couple of people are going to get bit, but maybe not die.
Jesus Christ. So Jesus feels that it's just going to be just a total mayhem.
Yes, I think there's too many characters already. Like, they need to go back to like the small group.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Especially if you're going to bring in another big group like Negan's group.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I agree with you. I could see that. I could see it kind of, but then I would kind of flip on that and go, well, if you're going to go against Negan's group, you need a lot of people group against another group, you know? So I don't know. I mean, it makes sense what you're saying to me. I don't think the girls agree with you. That's why they're all quiet.
Well, here's the thing though, because they just renewed their license to film in Sonoya, where Alexandria is filmed for another season. So, just saying, something could happen.
Oh, great. So you didn't read the comics, Jesus, but she went ahead and looked at city.
I didn't look it up. I just
Brancy went to
saw
go look
it.
at city permits and what some of the TV companies are.
It was on Facebook.
Jesus, public records, Mike. It's public records. I'm trying to think. Ron Spencer, I don't know if I – Ron is definitely – see, I asked my wife who she thought he was going to kill, and she's like, well, you know, they're making it look like it's going to be Carl, all Carl. She's like, so that means it's going to be somebody else. So she thinks he's going to try to kill Rick, but she was like, there's no way he's going to kill Rick. Rick's going to – and I'm like, how awesome that would that be if Rick shot Ron and just
– oh, my God.
That would be so cool. But I don't know. I think it's good. I think we're going to lose some bigger. I don't know. For some reason, I feel it's going to be either. I really wish that Tara would die. I can't stand her. I haven't been able to stand her since the governor episode. So I
wait, we forgot Eugene too.
See, now I that's what I'm thinking. Tara, her wannabe doctor girlfriend, Denise, like they're getting too close to each other. Like they're about to have a relationship. Something's going to tear them apart. I don't know why. I just have a feeling. Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of media. I don't think it's going to be Rick. I don't think it's going to be Michonne, Daryl, maybe Sasha. I don't know. I think we're going to lose some of the original. That's what I think. Okay. But yeah, it's going to be total. It's going to be total chaos.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's going to be nuts. And I think Jesus probably nailed it. That is going to be. I think we're going to lose a lot of people. That's what I think.
So I have a question. If Carl dies,
whatever.
are any of you going to be upset? Like,
if Carl, you know what? If you ask me that question, Carl, prison Carl, I'd be like, "What the fuck? No!" But he's been kind of like wussy, and then he's like a little shit when he's like, "Yeah, Dad, tell him how to put the bullet in." Yeah, Dad, tell him that you're going to be scared. I was like, Carl, seriously, like, shut the fuck up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know if he hasn't done any. He hasn't been doing anything. So I'm like, if I lost Carl. That would just send Rick into like total carnage revenge. So that would be cool to see Rick, you know, a dictatorship again. But then it might fuck with his head as also because that's – I don't know. So I think if I lost Carl now, it wouldn't bother me. There you go. Ladies?
I don't think it would bother me, but –
that's fucked up.
I like him being on the show.
Right.
I just wish he was doing more. Like you said, he's kind of been in the background, like babysitting Judith. Like, that's not doing anything.
Do me a favor. Don't copy my answer. You just admit that you don't like teenagers. Now it's Ron.
Listen, you're the one that said you wanted Ron to get shot by Rick. So who's the one that doesn't like teenagers, right?
I just like when Rick just kills people, okay? It has nothing to do with kids. And
yeah, but you said that you wanted him to shoot Ron. So
yeah.
Therefore, you don't like Rick. Teenagers either. Shut it.
Nope. I like when Rick kills. That's what I like.
You like when Rick kills a teenager.
You know what? Collateral damage. Shit happens. All right.
I can have my opinion.
No, it's wrong, though.
No, why is my opinion wrong? Oh, my God.
Brancy, would you be unhappy?
I think that the way he's been acting this season, I wouldn't be really upset for the loss of Carl, but I would be upset for how Rick would take it.
I agree. Jesus?
I wouldn't care.
No fucking chill.
You know, Jesus. Jesus was just wait. He was just like, I could just picture him like jumping up in his room, like, come on, ask me. I don't care. Like you're playing double dutch with some jump rope, and you're just like, my turn. I don't care.
I don't. I mean, you guys said it all. He hasn't done much. He's been a wuss. That fight with Ron just bugged the hell out of me because it's just like this little slap fight. Like
it really? Was wimpy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weak.
That was well, you know, because I don't think Carl knows how to fight. You get him a gun in his hand, oh, you're fucked. Get him a knife, machete, axe. But you're right; it was a bunch of girls slapping each other.
Yeah.
So my next batch of notes is all about Morgan. Now, Jesus, I know that you and I were a big fan of the Morgan episode, and once again,
here
people,
we go again.
Oh my God,
Brancy, please don't interrupt. if I had to talk about the Morgan episode, we loved it. The girls didn't love it because it was actual character development, and it was too long for their minds. Now that I got that off my chest, let's talk about Morgan. He goes to the doctor, and it's obvious that he wants to bring the doctor over Denise to go see the wolf. Carol sees it. Yes. And Carol catches, what do you think is going to happen? If you could picture it, how's it going to go down? Jesus first.
I think Carol's going to want to kill him right away.
Do you think she's going to, do you think there's going to be a fight between her and Morgan, or you think she's going to?
I don't think there's going to be a fight. There might be an argument, but I don't think Morgan would fight Carol.
That's true. Yeah, true. I'm just trying to figure out if Morgan. Morgan's so off the hinges right now when it comes to his thinking process. I'm wondering if he would, because he's trying to save the wolf. Because it's obvious that Carol does not like Morgan too much. So I don't know. Okay, okay, girls, what do you think?
I think she's gonna want to get rid of him too, because I think she was already pissed off that he let those wolves go mm-hmm. in that one episode. So I just don't think she has any more patience for Morgan.
Hmm, Brancy.
Same page. I think she's just kind of done with Morgan after the whole Father Gabriel bullshit and the wolves. But I think that if there is a actual physical fight, then it's going to be her provoking it. I don't think that he's going to be the one to start it.
And let me ask a question to all three of y'all. And what happens if a fight happens and Morgan finally snaps and kills Carol? How do y'all react?
I'll hate everything.
Oh, hell no.
I will burn everything.
What would you think, Jesus?
I'm trying to picture that, and I just can't. Because his little line of all life is precious I don't know. He's too Buddha. I don't think he would snap that way.
You don't think he would?
No.
He did say he's confused and he doesn't know what to think now. So you think that if a skirmish does happen between
two. Is.
What? What'd you say?
I think Carol takes him down.
Okay. I don't know what happened to your sound. You got excited and started jumping around, and now you sound like a robot again. So let's talk about Rick. I have my notes here, and I don't know about you guys, but I loved how he tore down Father Gabriel's circle prayer flyers.
Yes. Yes. That was hilarious.
Okay. Now, Carl definitely – you know, kind of stepped up a little bit and was like, come on, Dad, leave him alone. Because, I mean, they haven't been showing it, but I'm assuming Carl's still showing Father Gabriel how to fight, right?
That's the worst person to teach him how to fight, isn't it?
But remember, but that was what was going on, wasn't it? Wasn't Carl, like, saying, you know what, you can get a second chance. I'll show you how to fight with, meet me here to, and I'll teach you how to use the axe or whatever. I mean, is that still going on, you think? I mean, why else would Carl stick up for Father Gabriel?
I don't know. That's hard to answer because we haven't really seen much of Carl, so we don't really know
what he's been doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was kind of mean. He's putting a prayer circle things, and he's just tearing. Like as soon as he puts them up, he tears them down. That was kind of mean.
I think that was probably like my favorite part of the whole episode. Rick, because he just didn't even budge. He was just like, rip. You know, so I don't know. Let's see what else I have here about Rick. Okay, now Carol and Michonne speak to Morgan. And Morgan kind of opens up and says he doesn't know what to think and blah, 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 and all that good stuff. So I have a question to you guys. And I asked it on my Facebook page, and I think I got three people. And I'm going to ask y'all first. I asked, Do y'all think Morgan is safe for the group? Kristen.
No.
Ooh. So what do you think? You think they should just kick him out?
I don't know if they should kick him out, but they should definitely watch him because I think he's trying to be a vigilante or something, you know, and it's just not going to work. You can't be like that.
So, hold on a second. So do you think that if they find out that he's got the wolf, which Carol knows that somebody's in there, do you think that's if they find out, should they kick should they ban him?
I don't know. That's hard to answer.
No, it's not. It's not really hard. You just got to answer.
If it was me, I would.
Okay, see, that's an easy answer. So I don't know why you're trying to tippy toe around it. You, who hates teenagers, would kick Morgan out.
Oh my God, I do not hate teenagers, but yes.
We'd kick out Morgan.
If I found out, I would probably kick him out.
Okay. So you say, no, he's not safe for the group, and you would kick him out if you found somebody. Brancy.
I think that if this was in a past season, they probably wouldn't, but the way everything's been going lately and the way Rick has been acting, yeah, I think they'd get rid of him.
Okay, all right.
Because so you saw how he snapped on Tara for trying to help defend people.
That's true. He did, but then he did apologize.
Yeah,
and,
but still.
And Deanne did see a good side in Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, So, Jesus?
I don't think they'd kick him out. And I definitely don't think they should keep an eye on him because he... Rick has kind of sticking up.
I don't know if Jesus is just the kids are walking in his room and want McNuggets or... Jesus, are you there, Jesus?
I'm here with... Can you hear me?
You're fading in and out. What did the kid do to your thing?
Nothing. Nobody's here.
You sound like a robot. And I hear kids in the background, so don't lie to me.
EVP!
Ooh, it's the supernatural! Okay, so what were you saying, Jesus? Because you faded out.
Oh, I don't think they do anything to him because Rick seems to trust him.
So do you really think that if Carol goes to Rick and says he's got a wolf in the cell and he's trying to change him back to a good person, you think Rick's going to be like, let him be. It's his little pet.
I think so.
Dude, you're starting to sound crazy. You're starting to sound like the girls.
Whoa.
What? We didn't say that.
This is your thought process. It wasn't like literally.
Never mind.
Oh, God, Kristen. Okay. Well, you know what? I did ask the same question on my Facebook page. My friend Mark Nicholson said, I asked, is Morgan safe for the group? He put, nope, liability. Compassion has no place in the apocalypse. Ooh. And then DJ Johnny G put, nope, exclamation point twice. He's jeopardizing the group but by keeping the wolf on the premises. Kill or be killed. And then my boy, Tim... who has a blog called Tim? You know Tim, Jesus from Downright Creepy, but now
Boom Howdy,
BoomHowdy.com. He put nope. So there's a lot of people that don't think he's safe for the group, you know. And if you really look at it, when Morgan said, "Rick, do you think I'm dangerous for the?" He didn't say yes or no.
No, but I also think that if they did find the wolf, they might be able to ask him and try to figure out how many more people are out there.
No, I agree with you on that one. I think Rick would be like, I'm going to torture him and get answers.
That's why I don't think that they'd care much if they found them, other than the fact that, they'll be able to find more answers.
So, I mean, they'd still be pissed, though. And he's been hiding them.
Yeah.
Wait, but let's think about this. Okay. Because me, Brancy, and Mike have all said that we would warn our neighbors. We would work together with a group. Jesus has been the only one that's like, fuck my neighbors. I'm not going to tell anybody.
So,
and he's the only one that's saying that he wouldn't watch Morgan.
You know what? Now that you're putting it that way, it's almost like we're the group and Morgan is Jesus.
Yes.
Of course he loved the Morgan episode. It was a reflection of self.
Oh, my God. Jesus Morgan got into my head. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think we would banish you, Jesus. And for those of y'all that don't have no idea what we're talking about and warning the neighbors, listen to our Fear of the Walking Dead recap show. and you'll see Jesus has no love for his neighbors like he does in real life. He would warn nobody. He would just hoard all the cans of tuna to himself. It's a zombie apocalypse. But you know what? Now that you're saying that, Kristen, it's true.
You see?
Shit.
Because look at your friends. All your friends on Facebook have said he's not safe for the group, right? But Jesus is over here like, nobody's going to watch him. I wouldn't watch him.
Interesting.
Jesus is out for himself.
Oh, Jesus. Ah. You know what? Busted, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Wow. And that's a Morgan answer. That is a Morgan
yep.
answer.
It is.
It is what
good
it
thing
is.
He's on the West Coast, because if an apocalypse happens, we're far away.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Shit. God. All right. So, okay, let's talk about Spencer. I think he's an idiot.
Dumbass.
Yes.
Okay. You said dumbass. Yes. Morgan didn't say anything. Morgan, how are your feelings towards Spencer?
I think he's an idiot, but I also think they should have just let him die.
Okay, well, that's true. I mean, I think he should have. I mean, he definitely put everybody at risk,
Yeah, all that causes so much conflict between Rick and the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm. Tara, I was hoping, I was like, bitch, fall off the wall. But of course, no, she's just... But yeah, that whole Spencer thing, I'm like, I was hoping he would die. But I have a feeling he's. I think he's gonna. He's. I think something's gonna happen with Spencer in this season. He's gonna do something. I think it's gonna cost something. I don't know. But I was hoping he'd die, but he didn't. And it's good to see Deanne all bubbly now. She's in a happy place and positive. Somebody that's not in a positive place, Rosita.
Rosita.
Now, this while I was watching it, I kind of had the feeling the reason why she's being a little snatch face, it's because she's missing Abraham, right? She doesn't know. That's how I took it. Like, she was talking about being alive and didn't do anything to keep the people alive. And I think she's still stressing about Abraham, Sasha, and Daryl. More Abraham. Am I thinking wrong? Or what do y'all think?
She needs penis.
Yeah.
That's probably that would mean Abraham too, because Abraham's giving her the penis.
Exactly.
That's correct.
I mean, do you think it was called for how she was acting towards Eugene?
I think he needs tough love because he's been with him for how long now, and he's still acting like a little bitch.
I don't know. I don't think. I kind of figured that he misses Abraham too. That's why he's worried that he didn't make it. That's I don't know.
Yeah, but still, he's scared by everything.
I don't know. I mean, no.
Like,
I,
he has the opportunity to learn how to fight back, and he's just. I don't know. He looks like a deer in headlights to me. Every time he's on the screen, I'm like, ugh. I don't like him.
So you don't like Eugene?
No.
Okay. So you think go Rosita? You had the right to bully him.
I mean, I wouldn't say bully him, but he does need some tough love. He needs to realize what's going on and that he has to step up and do something to defend himself.
Okay, fine.
Tough love.
You
yes.
say tough love. I say bully's the same shit. All right, next. Brancy, what do you think? Was she in the right?
Yeah, I think that he needed a little wake-up call there. Even if he is missing Abraham, I mean, he still has got to learn how to fend for himself, because if Abraham were to not come back, then how the fuck is he going to survive?
Morgan?
I'm not saying that she should be like that like all the time, but I think that in this specific moment, he kind of needed to be woken up.
Exactly.
But if you really look at it, though, she was saying some messed up crap, because if you compare what Glenn was telling Enid, it was a total opposite, because she was almost like on Rosita's side, like the planet wants to die, you let it die. And then he says, you know, no, you don't. You live for the people that didn't get a chance to live. And then Rosita was saying, you're better off dead. So it's almost two different things. So it's kind of messed up. That's all I'm saying. Ladies, watch this. Jesus. Was she
right? I don't like Rosita.
Boom.
Whoa.
I think she's like definitely not the right person to be telling anybody what to be doing, because there's not really much she contributes.
She doesn't, except her vagina.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah, I do agree that she is probably missing Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Eugene's totally the wrong person to take it out on. I mean, we already know he's useless. And we've known that for like, what is it in the Walking Dead universe, like a couple of months?
Yeah. No, I
yeah. So yeah. I don't understand. Like, why are you snapping at him now?
Because it was easy. He's easy to mess with. Bully is what we call it, Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, because it's definitely not tough love. It's bullying.
It, thank you. Come on, Kristen.
Whatever.
I know you don't want to say bully because you don't want the bully rights activists to jump on our butt. But
I don't think it was bullying. He was acting like a little bitch. She's trying to toughen him up. It's not bullying.
All right, whatever you say is wrong. I think that's all from my notes. That's all I have, guys. I'm done. I'm finished. Finay. Am I missing anything? Is there anything that you guys saw that I missed, or maybe you guys had some?
Oh wait, I liked what Carol said to Sam.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting to see if anybody
read it. Jesse's, yeah.
Oh, I was waiting. I thought that I was hoping for her to say, hey, I can't hear you. Get the ass down here. And he would have came down. That's what I wanted. So would Jesse be like, oh, I'm not a good parent? But that didn't happen. But it seemed that whatever Carol said, it was kind of getting into his head. Like a good thing.
Yeah.
See, that's called tough love right there, Carol. Okay. Tough love.
And what about when she told them the shit about the cookies? What was that?
That's tough love.
Okay.
That's not bullying.
Oh my God.
Mike's reasonings.
I know.
Hey, Seuss, help me here. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Thank you very much. Thank
of course he does.
Whoa.
Of course.
Whoa. Don't bully Jesus now. He's just giving
I'm gonna hang up. Fuck this.
He's just giving his opinion, Rosita. He's just giving his opinion.
Shut up.
I think on that note, I think we're done. People, I apologize if normally the girls aren't this feisty. But
whatever.
It's coming around the Christmas, and they don't have a boyfriend, and they don't have a present. And they,
whoa.
God.
Rude.
It's called tough love. That's called tough love right there.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So what do you, real quick, scale of 1 to 10. Jesus, what do you give this episode?
I'm giving it a 10.
Ooh, 10. You know what? I would have to agree with you, Jesus. A 10 as well. It's just – it's everything was perfect, and then it's just setting up for the midseason finale, which we know it's going to be total mayhem. Let's see if these young ladies agree with us. Brancy?
I would agree. I think a 10 is definitely deserving.
Come on board with us. Come on board, Brancy.
Whoa. Now I don't know. Now I want to change my answer.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Now, Kristen? Let's see if Kristen...
I'm giving me a 5. I'm just kidding. 10.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even want to give him a chance to say it.
Jesus.
No, a 10. Because I think it was good. I think it's setting up for some crazy shit to happen next
Kristen
week.
Kristen gives this episode a 5.
A 10.
Minus 5.
Oh, my God.
So, all right. So we have we all have a unanimous. We thought this great episode was great. And so next Sunday, midseason finale. And then it doesn't come back until when?
February 14th.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Valentine's Day. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, I don't know if that's right. I think
no,
that,
it is.
I think
you're right. Yeah, you're right. It is Valentine's Day. It's a long time. All right, people. I think that's it. I think we're done with our review. Thanks for tuning in. For everybody that's listened and shares and favorites and all that good stuff, thank you very much. And shout outs to the VRO.com, Variety Radio Online. Make sure you check out their Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. All of us all have different shows. We're all on there. Plus, we host other shows together. So make sure you check out that channel and the VRO.com. You can find interviews, giveaways, all that good stuff, blogs of reviews of other TV shows, other crappy shows like that one thing. What is it called, Jesus? Once Upon a Living? Once Upon a Time? Fairy? In the modern world, I don't know, some kind of weird crap. So we do that, and then pretty much everything is there. VRO.com, go there. Jesus, I know you got a blog and you got some stuff. How can people find you?
Dysfunctional.com is my blog. At Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram. Dysfunctional LA on Facebook.
Sweet. And Kristen, what's up?
AccordingToKristen.com on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409 and Facebook at AccordingToKristen.
Sweet. You're moving on up in the world, Kristen. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now let's watch this. Brancy. How can people find
it's
you?
VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram. No, I don't have a blog, Mike.
I was waiting for Brancy to say Google Earth. That's where I'm at.
You can find me on Google Earth.
You can find me on Google Earth and Maps. And MapQuest. For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Also, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and iwatchmike on Facebook. That is it for us. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk more of The Walking Dead. Everybody out there, have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.